Coversals kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Plymouth against Liverpool this evening in the FA Cup replay after that stalemate at Anfield. Let's catch up with Nina Causa from the Anfield Index. Morning, Chinesa. Nina?
Hi, morning.
Morning.
It's morning. I'll let you up. It's early.
Oh, it's very early, isn't it?
Too early.
Right, Plymouth in a replay. It's going to be a similar sort of team, isn't it, Nina?
I'd hope so, given the jam-packed fixture and the long-distance travel. I thought the kids did pretty well in the first leg. I just thought Plymouth did a fantastic job at parking the bus, as you'd expect. Fair play to them. I think just let them go out and finish the job. And I think we've got enough quality and pedigree in there to get it done.
Did you go with this idea, Quayle, that playing kids is fine now in early stages of cup competitions?
Yeah. I think in terms of it, I don't even think it's a project. I think you should feel that you have enough quality to beat a team from that league and to a certain degree. And of course, there wasn't just kids. I think there was one or two other players in and around there may be tonight. So I think you've got to balance it, and it's an opportunity to give kids experience and game time.
I think, actually, if you looked at the stats, Nina, from the first leg, Liverpool were probably a little bit unlucky as well. Dominated possession, shots, everything else, but they just didn't get the final rub of the green.
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't even think they really threatened our goal all so much. You know, they were just there and, you know, just to do a job, basically, just to park a bus. We did have a lot more of the ball. And I agree with your colleague within the studio that, you know, some of the older players certainly helped. And, you know, with the likes of Emery Jampling and stuff, it was a real good confidence booster for the youngsters. But, you know, I thought Joe Gomez was fabulous. Arnold, Trent Alexander-Arnold was fabulous. And Ijari in the first half looked really impressive. And, yeah, we were just massively unlucky. However, today I feel that Plymouth are going to have to come out and play. You know, so I don't think they can give that sort of negative sort of performance, if you will. And I think we've got enough in terms of attack and midfield to see this through in normal time, I hasten to add.
Oh, gosh, I hope so. I really hope so, given the number of games there are about at the moment. Right, lots of the papers still talking about Joel Matip and the fact that, you know, if he is played tonight, there's this big worry, expulsion from the cup. Jurgen Klopp spoke about it yesterday. He said he's been talking to the lawyers at Liverpool over whether he should be selecting Joel Matip or not. It seems like Cameroon aren't going to back down over this one, Nina.
No, it doesn't. And I was massively shocked just before a massive game against, you know, those lot, you know, Manchester United, that, you know, you really wanted him to feature. And, you know, it shocked me. I think it shocked a majority of Liverpool fans. I think we were quite outraged, disgusted, livid even, you know, because for me, he has been the star defender, if you will. You know, I find that he's helped the performance of, like, people like Dejan Lovren. We just look more calm and assured, gutted. I mean, it's entirely up to Jurgen Klopp. I mean, it is a risk factor. I don't know what kind of sanctions the FIFA would imply if we sort of go against them. I mean, again, that's entirely up to Jurgen Klopp, but personally, I'd probably just play it safe because I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, look, it seems pointless to play him at this stage, doesn't it? But actually, as Jurgen said yesterday, it could be another 7 or 10 days even after. I mean, he's indicated that maybe FIFA will decide on Friday, but it could be another 10 days after that.
It could be, but I think, like Nina said, at the end of the day, it's not worth the risk tonight. You know, I think, and he showed up in the faith in the players in the first game that, you know, he's got enough quality there that to risk being thrown out of the competition or whatever sanctions may be in the background would not be worth it tonight.
Jurgen said yesterday, I don't think the referee is going to say, stop, you can't go on the pitch if he put Joel Matip on his bench yesterday. I think the answer as to what the punishment would be is that Klopp said Liverpool could risk expulsion from the FA Cup because it's a FIFA-recognised tournament. Ridiculous.
This is the kind of things that sort of annoy people over FIFA, and they spread their influence a little bit too much into what feels like our game a little bit. And obviously at the top they're living in glass houses with how they behave and the corruption that have gone forward. So yeah, it's just something that feels like it doesn't need to happen. We can manage this ourselves.
Now we're seeing various young stars burst onto the scene. Quayle in the studio over the moon about Tom Davis with Everton. We've seen young Trent Alexander-Arnold, Ben Woodburn. Tonight it looks like 19-year-old Harry Wilson might be involved as well. Have you seen much of him, Nina?
I've got to be honest, I haven't. However, all the youngsters that have been coming through have really impressed me. And I mean, there's one thing I know, and you know, and that's Jurgen Klopp and his faith in the youngsters. And if he didn't think this young lad was ready or had the quality to do so, he wouldn't be featured. So I'm actually very excited to see this youngster take to the field.
I've seen a fair bit of him. He's a special little talent. You know, he played a lot in the academy games, scored spectacular goals. Got the youngest ever cap for Wales, of course. They threw him in there. Mm-hmm. So it'd be great to see another one on the horizon. I think it's good for both our clubs at the moment, Quayle. We're seeing some.
It's what we want. Make no mistake. But we're living in an era where this is going to become less and less of an event. And I think Tom Davis showed the way on Sunday that you have to take the opportunity. You can't just come in and have a good game. You have got to come in and effectively have a man of the match game, because otherwise, you know, Tom Davis, you go back 6 months, if Everton hypothetically could have signed Schneiderlin in the summer, Idrissa Gueye may not have been away at the African Nations Cup. Tom Davis is out on loan somewhere. You know what I mean? Now you're thinking he's taking this opportunity. He hasn't come in and just filled a gap. He ran the game on Sunday, and these kids have to come in now effectively at this age and run the game, do something that dictates what happens to the end result in order to make sure you're at the forefront of the manager's mind and the fans' mind going forward.
Yeah, because you get massively scrutinised, don't you? Mm. People talked about Trent Alexander's performance, Trent Alexander-Arnold at Manchester United at the weekend. Mm. I thought he just made sort of one mistake, which was highlighted quite a lot, but I thought his game was quite good overall, Nina.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm not going to lie, first 20 minutes I was a little nervous for him. You know, it's a tough place to go to Old Trafford, you know, it's a massive, you know, it's one of the biggest fixtures, everyone's looking at you, everyone's watching you, and you're up against Martial, and you know, that's no joke. That player is absolute quality, and first 20 minutes, you know, I think nerves may have factored, but yeah, you're right, one big mistake, and then after that, I just thought he grew with so much confidence, and he actually so out Martial because he got subbed off. So for me, I thought he was absolutely fantastic, and I think it's very exciting times because you know, as the majority of Liverpool fans, and myself included, because I've been so impressed with Klein's consistency, I thought, oh heaven forbid, if he gets injured, what do? We've actually not got any suitable cover. I know of Trent Alexander-Arnold's potential and talent, but I thought, is it just too young to be giving him that green light to go ahead and play? And he did it against one of the biggest teams, if you will, you know, one of the biggest teams for Liverpool's fixture list anyway.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.